This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. If industries got report cards for how well they've incorporated new technology in the work they do, medicine might get an F. In a world connected by the internet, hospitals and doctors' offices can seem out of touch. But things are changing rapidly, even if belatedly, says physician Robert Wachter. He's written a new book called The Digital Doctor: Hope, Hype, and Harm at the Dawn of Medicine's Computer Age. Robert, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
It's a great pleasure.
I was out reporting this past week and watched some hospital systems as they were struggling to kind of put their records into a digitized format. And I thought to myself, wow, guys, you're really behind on this. are you just starting now? It was surprising.
Correct. We are just starting now. I mean, there have been computers in healthcare forever. And people sometimes look at us and say, you folks are Luddites. We're not. Go into a modern hospital and there are computers in the OR and there are computers in the X-ray department. But we have had paper records up until very recently. Partly because it's really complicated, partly because the incentive system is kind of screwy and the people who have to buy the systems are not often the people who get the benefit. The federal government put $30 billion behind computerizing American healthcare about 5 years ago, and it has worked. And so in the last 5 years, we've gone from 10% electronic records to 70% electronic records. And it's not an overstatement to say that medicine has gone from a paper industry to a digital industry just in the last couple of years.
Was there another form of resistance, though, to bringing these kinds of records into the practice room?
Yes. Well, I think there were people that were vaguely concerned that it would kind of change the doctor-patient relationship in ways that were not positive. But those were kind of vague concerns. I don't think those were the main reasons. I think doctors often worried that computers would become a vehicle of control, meaning that if I am writing my own notes and writing my own medications on pieces of dead trees, I can kind of do whatever I want to do. Once you have a computer in place, then whoever is behind the curtain can basically mandate that I can only use this medicine and not that medicine, and I can't get this test or that test. So I think there was a little bit of that fear that this would become a vehicle for someone else, whether it's insurance companies or the government, to control the practice of medicine. But what we've seen since computers have finally entered our world is some of the fears were correct, that it has changed medicine in ways. Some of the ways are quite positive, but some of the ways are quite disruptive and even negative.
Has the field been thoughtful in implementing this big change? Sometimes it's you have to do a lot of thinking on the front end and then you design a system. For example, I'm thinking about the fact that records don't talk to each other from hospital to hospital. So,
yeah, that's a fabulous question. And the answer is no, we've not been thoughtful enough about it. But in many ways, it's hard to be thoughtful enough. The experience of digitization of other fields is that, or technology entering any field, is you can try really hard to reimagine what your work will be like in a technological environment, and it's almost impossible to do until you're there. Henry Ford is once reputed to have said, if I'd asked people what they really wanted, they would have said faster horses. They had no ability to understand how their lives would change once there were cars. And I think the experience of digitization in other industries is people put in the computers and often there's something called the productivity paradox, which is they expect to see magic and for 5 or 10 years, nothing happens. And what then begins to happen is the technology gets a little bit better, but people begin to reimagine the work. That has not happened in medicine in ways that need to happen. And you've given one example, which is we've put in a bunch of disparate computer systems that don't talk to each other very well. So I spent 6 months in Boston writing my book, and there's a saying there that two of the famous Harvard hospitals are about 100 yards away from each other. And the saying is, what is the fastest way to get your medical record from one to the other? And the answer is a paper airplane. Those two systems do not talk to each other, despite the fact they are both in the same Harvard system. That's one example. There are other examples that in some ways are scarier. So you might say, here's one of the great advantages of computerization. We will alert the doctor every time he or she is ordering a medication that might interact with another medication. Great idea. or might be dangerous in some other way. Terrific idea. Well, it turns out the doctors in my hospital get 30 or 40,000 alerts in a month. The pharmacists get 150,000 alerts in a month. In our ICUs, the ICU monitors throw off 2.5 million alerts in a month. And like normal human beings, because 98% of these alerts are false alarms, people stop paying attention. So the premise here, the theory in the digital world is called something called user-centered design, which is the engineers can come up with these great ideas, but you have to then see what it looks like in real work and what happens when people are getting alerted and alarmed all the time, and then redesign it to make sure that it fits the needs. We have not done that well enough in medicine. I think now is the time where now pretty much every big hospital has computers. Most doctor's offices have computers. It's now time to take a step back and say, all right, we're now digital. How do we get this right? And I don't think we've done that yet.
Is there a danger that technology causes you to go on autopilot? I'm thinking, you know, when you have a GPS system in your car, you stop paying attention to directions and you just do what the system tells you. So is there that danger in medicine as well?
Completely. Our systems are still clunky enough that that danger is not fully expressing itself, because that danger becomes very real when the GPS system gets so good that you actually don't need to pay attention. And aviation is seeing that problem now itself. There have been some crashes in the last few years, the most famous one being the Air France flight that crashed off the coast of Brazil 5 years ago, where the computers went on the blink or started giving inaccurate information, and the pilots did not know how to fly the plane. I interviewed Captain Sullenberger, who landed on the Hudson, for my book, and Sully was talking about that case, and he said this young pilot found himself flying a plane he was not familiar with because he only knew how to fly a digital airplane. And we're beginning to see this in medicine. I tell the story in my book about an error that happened at my hospital where we gave a kid a 39-fold overdose. And there were a whole bunch of hiccups along the way that led to it. But at the final stage, you had a young nurse seeing an order for 39 pills when the correct dose was one and saying to herself, this is really weird, but I know to make it to me, it had to go through a doctor and a pharmacist and a robot, and I'll check it against my technology. It's a barcode technology, just like you have in the supermarket. And she scans pill number one, and the barcode machine says, that's not right. The correct dose is 39 pills. And that is just enough for her to say, okay, I guess it's right. The right dose is 39 pills. And she feeds this kid 39 pills. Luckily, he just had a seizure but didn't die. But that, I think, was an example, and a scary example of something that is absolutely human, which is as the computers get better and better, humans begin to turn their brains off, begin to be asleep at the switch. And in aviation, they're working very hard on it. And there are actually plans now to switch off the autopilot every now and then to make sure the pilots are still awake and flying the plane. We'll have to do the same thing in our training.
But on the whole, do you still see this digitizing of records as a positive thing? Because it will probably help avoid more mistakes.
Absolutely. There's no question. In writing a book, the subtitle of the book is Hope, Hype, and Harm at the Dawn of Medicine's Computer Age. In writing a book about that, I worried a little bit about people branding me as a Luddite. And there are people out there, doctors in particular, who say, pull out the wires, you know, bring back the three-ring binders. I think they're crazy. There's no question in my mind that we have to computerize and that we're at the version 1.0 part of this transition. We will get there. But that doesn't mean that we all sit back and say it's all good, because it's not all good. There are actually some harms that we're seeing. And I think until we address them openly and honestly, think about how do we make this better, which is partly the technology but partly reimagining our work, I don't think we'll get it right.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Robert Wachter is a physician and has written The Digital Doctor, Hope, Hype, and Harm at the Dawn of Medicine's Computer Age. We also talked about what might be next in terms of doctors and technology, what we as patients can expect. We didn't have room to fit that in the show, so sign up for our newsletter, whyy.org/pulse newsletter, and find out what he told us.